You are now listening to the Online Course Podcast, the place where online course creators come to learn how to sell more of their online courses. Here's your host, Jono Petrohilos.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Course Creator Community Podcast. I'm your host, Jono, and I'm super excited because we have a very special guest this week. A little bit about this person. She's a fun-loving business coach. This is proof by this episode. She's here having a beer with me, or having a beer on her end there at 11 p.m. in the UK. She specializes in building tribes and building dreams. She's actually writing a book on supergroups. She's the founder and business coach at Dream Tribes Community, all the way from the UK. Let me introduce the one and only Ms. Abby Cornell. Abby, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm very excited to be here and drinking my beer with you, Jono.
Yes.
Gives me a great excuse to have a little bit of a cheeky beer on a Sunday night.
Yes, I love it. I would have done the same, but it's like 9 a.m. Monday morning here, you know, and if
Come on, Jono, get your beers out.
I would, but I actually don't have any, so shame. I'm glad you're having a beer, you know, because even if the content is rubbish, which I'm sure it won't be, but even if it is, at least it's going to be funny because you're going to be half drunk doing it.
Even if everything that I'm telling everybody is a load of garbage, at least we had a beer together.
Well, Abby, I like to start all my podcasts off with a quote or mantra that inspires you or fires you up. Have you got one for us?
It is, and I had to ask Jono his permission to say this one because it is my absolute lifetime mantra for my business, I would say, which is JFDI. And for those of you who don't know what that means, it is just fucking do it. You know, we think about things too much, don't we? We go over it, we overanalyze, and we talk ourselves out of everything all the time. And as soon as I started doing this mantra, JFDI, JFDI, that is actually what changed things for me because I just fucking did it.
Yes. No, I agree. Yeah. I use a similar one myself. Maybe not in that language, but I do.
I should have said fluffing. I use the word fluffing a lot in my community just so that I don't offend too many people. Do it.
No, you're good. Well, the way I look at it, mine's a bit more diplomatic, right? Mine's like...
Okay, go on. You tell me the posh version.
Yeah. Exactly. I've got the posher one. So my one is I never lose. I either win or I learn, right? Which is essentially the same thing. I'm just going to fucking do
it. I love that.
Right? Yeah. And one thing's going to happen.
There is no failure, is there? Whatever you're doing, you're learning.
Bang on. I either do it and it works and great. Yeah. I've won. I haven't sit around and fluffed around for a month thinking this and thinking that. I've done it and hit it straight away. And I've jumped the people that didn't do it. Because that's what I find a lot. When I didn't have this mantra that you've got, Abby, I'd have ideas, right? But I wouldn't implement them. And then 3 months later, someone else has got my idea and got the jump on me and I'm gone.
You know? Yeah, I've had 3 or 4 failed businesses. I'll say that naughty word here. But if I hadn't have JFDI'd them, I wouldn't be here now doing what I'm doing now. I had to JFDI that and learn to tweak things and to move in a slightly different direction and pivot and for things to actually work out. So, yeah. Love it.
Awesome. Yes. Well, hey, Abby, I've been following you for a few months now, but maybe some of my listeners or my community hasn't. Do you want to give us the quick breakdown? Let us know in a couple minutes, what is it you actually do?
Yeah. Well, I actually teach Facebook groups and community building. Not many people know this, but there's a total big difference between building a tribe and a community and just building a Facebook group. Not many people know that. But there's a massive difference to that. And it's when you can build that community spirit and these tribes and you can build something that is meaningful to your community members, that is when they want to attend the community. They want to keep coming back every single day. And that's when us as business owners, we can put our offers into that community, our courses, whatever you've got under your cape. But that's when everybody sees those offers and that's when they're going to buy them. As long as, you know, they're solving a problem and ticking all those kinds of boxes. So I teach people to build communities and tribes, how to have that meaningful mission and those goals behind the tribes and the communities. And that's what I do. I've been doing it for about 3-4 years now. A bit random, but yeah.
Well, it's, you know what, but in that space, 3 or 4 years, you're probably a veteran, you know? I mean, now every yeah. second person is, you know, starting up a Facebook group or trying to build a community, but you've been doing it for 3 years and you know that difference between a group and a community. So I love that.
I do. And just studying something every day for a few years, you become an expert at it. You know, there's no way that I wasn't going to become an expert at it because I'm constantly looking at it, learning, and teaching my clients. I'm coaching on it every single day. So anything about communities, come to me.
And not only that, but you're doing as well, right? It's not like you're just reading a book and giving some tips. It's like, hey, you've got Facebook groups. And let's give them a shout out here before we go any further. Anyone watching this, Abby, I know you've got a few of them. I know you've got a complimentary one for women, and then you've got a paid one for everyone. Is that right?
Yeah.
Give them a plug.
Yeah, I've kind of got 13 groups, Jono, but I won't tell you them all because some of them are for my husband. He's a handyman. Some of them are local town groups. You know, I'm just addicted to creating communities. But the main ones that I run, you know, for this business is we've got the Girl Power Tribe, obviously for girls.
I can't join that one. I'd love to, but I don't.
I mean, you can absolutely join it, but you'll have to wear pink. No, you don't. But yeah, I work mainly with men one-to-one. Just find that men are more like practical action takers, you know, and us women, we like to have a little bit more conversation and a bit more fluff, to be honest.
Yeah,
I've got the Girl Power Tribe. I run the Dream Tribes Academy. That is for anybody. And I have another group, which I'm probably going to be talking about in a bit more depth in a little while. But this is called the Facebook Group's Monetization Toolkit, which I house in a pop-up group. And I do that because it gives me the opportunity to put a course to my people, my audience, but it also allows me to be present there with them. So that's why I choose to have my mini course, as it were, right there in a pop-up group. So those are my main ones.
Love it. Well, if you're interested in joining any of Abby's groups, just comment groups down below and me and Abby will sort out the best one for
we'll you
and
go you
from
out.
There. Yeah. But Abby, okay, what I want to do is pretty much just hand it over to you from here.
Yeah.
We've titled this, you know, how to monetize your Facebook group in just 30 days. And look, it's a big topic, right? We're probably not going to be able to get through it all in 45 minutes, but I'm happy just to hand it over to you. Start where you want to start. I might paint a bit of a picture. So most people in this group or listening to this are course creators. They've either got a course or they're you know, halfway through creating the course and they want to sell more of it. They probably understand the advantages of Facebook groups, but either have one that isn't super interactive or want to put one, but just don't sort of know where to start. And then everything from there, once I've got it, how do I get people in there? What do I post? How do I sell? Yada, yada, yada. So I'm happy to hand it over to you.
That's a lot of stuff.
Start where you want to start. Share what you think will be most beneficial. I'll sort of pipe in if I think something needs to be delved in a bit further or if maybe the listeners didn't understand, but I'm happy to take it over, hand it over to you and let us know what we need to know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've not really prepared what I'm going to say, but it is going to be awesome. I do know that because
even better if it's not.
Yeah, prepared. I've actually turned a big corner very, very recently, only in the past sort of month or two, on the way that I think groups are going in the future. A lot of us are creating Facebook groups and communities, what I would say the 2019 way. And I've seen a lot of shifts and a lot of changes. So I am excited to share that with you. But a lot of what I've got to say, you know, it does apply to all groups and communities, and it is the old way as well. It's not that there's been a massive change, but I have seen a change in the algorithm in Facebook groups, a massive change, I would say, in the last 9 months. And so this is a big problem for us all if we want to use community building and building Facebook groups in order to sell our courses. We need to be mindful of this new 2021 algorithm. So it's made a lot of changes. So if anybody's thinking, you know, creating a Facebook group is going to be easy, just click the button, create group. I would encourage people to think a little bit more carefully, think a little bit more deeply, and do a lot of planning around how am I going to make this a meaningful community that my community members selfishly are going to want to come and visit every single day. And let me emphasize the words, every single day. What can I do in this community that people are going to want to come back every single day? That is the key. We don't want people just remembering us once every 6 months or twice a year, thinking, oh yeah, Abby's group, I'll see what's going on in there. You know, I want a meaningful community that people are going to want to come and hang out in. They're going to want to support each other. They're going to want to come and cheerlead each other. Encourage each other. And this is the dramatic difference between a 2020 meaningful community and a 2017 Facebook group. Yes. And let me just make though that distinction for everybody listening. A Facebook group, so I'll give an example, could be, I gave an example today in my academy, and it's kind of like, I don't know, the Bookkeepers Society. Come and learn how to do your bookkeeping with me. Come and join the Bookkeepers Society Facebook group. So there might be on here that have got a similar niche to that. Some listeners who might be creating courses in that kind of niche, which is great. But if I opened a Facebook group called the Bookkeepers Society, probably people are going to want to come and do their books with me once a year, aren't they? And I want to sell my courses every day and I want to get rich. So that is not going to help me. So we've got to think, you know, what kind of a Facebook community could I create that is also going to sell my bookkeeping courses? And this applies to everybody listening here. We need to create a Facebook community that people want to hang around in, emphasize every single day. And this takes a lot of thinking and planning and, oh God, I don't know what to do. And then have a shower and then go back to sleep. And then you've got to stop thinking about it. And then you think about it again. Eventually it does come to you, because with bookkeeping, obviously we all need to do our books, don't we? So we could have a general entrepreneur group, and then we could sell our bookkeeping course. So as long as we've got a Facebook community that is specifically for our ideal clients and our ideal audience, we are always going to sell our courses as long as it's for them. So this is the big thing that people don't think about, Jono. They think, well, I'm selling a bookkeeper's course, so I need to have a bookkeeping group. And it's, it's much better to have a more general group. And when I say general, it also needs to be amazing and exciting and vibrant and lively and energetic and magnetic and awesome. And the more of those things it is, the more of my bookkeeping course I'm going to sell. And I'm going to be able to create another course and another course on something else and another course on something else. So I'm not closing that door on myself by having the Bookkeeper Society group that people just came and saw me every April. Yeah. They're like, all right, my group's active and engaged now. It's March. Yeah. Oh, it's died. It's June. So can you see the difference? And this applies to all of us. And this is where I see people inside our communities struggling to get engagement in the Facebook groups, because really they're not building a community. They're not building this amazing place that people are going to want to selfishly hang out in every single day.
Love that. Okay. Let me do a quick recap there. I took a whole page of notes here. So let me see if I can.
Oh God, you're making notes.
Yes. Oh, with so much good info, you know, I know I'm going to forget if I don't take notes.
Oh, I've not got started yet. Wait till I get to the new stuff.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'll give it a quick summary here. What I like about Abby is that it's not a Facebook group, right? It's a community. And Abby's going to get to some, you know, tactics and algorithm stuff in a second. But even if we just think about a community in general, right, it's something that's valuable, right? No, and even if we go back to in real life days, you know, people would go to church communities or football communities or whatever it may be, you know, because it was valuable. You'd go there, you'd want to go there, you'd want to see your friends, you'd want to hang out, you know, there would be like-minded people there. We're essentially bringing that online, right? Whereas if we just look at it as a Facebook group, hey, join my Facebook group, it's just a number and a, you know, just a number, like there's only so valuable that is, you know. And if someone said to me, hey, Jono, join my Facebook group, I'm in a million of them already. I'm not joining that, you know. But if you could portray it in a way that's like, hey, we've got a community of these type of people here. Everyone's super supportive. We all share tips and ideas. There's this, there's that. And if I go in that group and it is like that, okay, I'm staying in there. So I think that's key there. I love how you've mentioned about making it amazing, right? And I think there's two parts to this. Part A is, as the group owner, it's your freaking job to make it amazing, right? And I see a lot of the time on different other Facebook groups, not yours, obviously, but different other Facebook groups and that side of type of things, where a lot of people are like, oh man, my group just doesn't post, you know, my group just doesn't interact. And look, that may be true, but it's your responsibility to crave that environment that people want to post and want to do it. And if you just sort of sit back and don't do anything, it's not going to run itself. So I love that you've highlighted that. And I love how you've distinguished between the audience, where if you just had the Bookkeeper Society, sort of limiting yourself, you know, but if it's the, whatever, the Entrepreneur Society or whatever it may be, great. You're bringing it bigger there. You can still sell your bookkeeping course because it's the same thing, but you've got bigger options. You know, you may bring someone like Abby on and be like, hey, you know, here's an affiliate with Abby. She sells a Facebook group course, you know, go and do this thing here. So yes, love that you've brought that there. So is that a decent summary there? Should we move on from there?
I love, love, love that summary. It's so true. It's so true. Yeah, we need to make our communities meaningful. I love what you said about it is our job to make them awesome places. We innately are lazy human beings. We want to click the magic button that is going to get us visible to everybody in the world so that they all buy our courses every single day. And we don't want to do that work, but actually running a Facebook community, yes, it's quite hard work. Don't get me wrong. You know yourself, Jono. But the benefits that you get back out of it are huge. They're massive. It's organic. It's free. You get to build your authority with your audience. You get to be the leader. If you make your Facebook community awesome, they recommend it and they recommend it more. They recommend in our community all of the time. And they're doing the legwork for me, really. And I just get to be super creative and have fun. So if you can think of it with that mindset of, this is my baby, this is my community, this is the place where I get to just be myself, do whatever the hell I want, but have fun and make it an amazing, valuable space for everybody. But if we have the mindset of, oh, nobody's engaging, oh, I've got to post in there again today, I don't think it's gonna work. So we need to really think carefully whether we want to put that effort and time into creating communities.
Yes, agree 100%. I think exactly the same, where I think I am going to say it's hard work. Not, I mean, hard work's relative, right? Like you spend an hour or two on your computer or you spend, you know, an hour or two in the mines, you know. I think I know which one is harder work, right?
But I wake up in the morning and I'm scrolling on my phone for 90 minutes. I mean, come on, I could have done a masterclass in that time. And then I'm like, oh, I've got a post in my face. Really?
I do half of mine in bed, you know, so that's really how hard it is. But I guess the message is it's not as easy as just starting up a group and saying, hey, every Monday I'm going to post a quote and then every Tuesday I'm going to, you know, do this, you know, like, hey, does have to be some effort in there. But awesome. Yeah. All right, cool. So now we're pumped, right? We've got our audience. We know who we want to do it to. We're super excited. We're going to engage. We're going to make it amazing. What's the next step from there?
So the next step is for me, well, the way I teach it in my academy is to think about what do I want to gain from doing this community, from the effort that I'm putting into my community. Yep. So for me, the way I teach it is actually I teach people to sell every single day. And a lot of people turn around to me and they say, oh, that's really spammy, Abby. But nobody in my community feels spammed to because of the way that I do it. And ultimately, I'm a business owner and I want to make sales. I want to make profits and I don't want to pay Facebook for Facebook ads. So what I do is we and I would suggest everybody does this, is have a plan. And I'd love to show you my flip chart here, but we're on a podcast anyway. So
show the Facebook group if you want.
Right, okay, so this, can you see here?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is my plan for September. I've been a bit poorly actually this week, so I need to do my one for October tomorrow, if you just saw that. But we make a plan of what am I selling every single day. So we have a plan of, we sell two things each week, or sometimes one. Yep. So one or two things each week, and I would suggest that one of those things is a super low ticket offer, that low ticket offer that is scooping everybody out from out in the broad spectrums, or it's that wide net that we're casting. And the second thing that we're selling, it might be a one-to-one session with us. It might be something medium ticket. It may be, you know, something a bit higher ticket. So I'm always selling two things every single week. And I'm always selling those two things every single day. Now, at the beginning of the week, I decide what is the main thing that I want to drive traffic to that week. So it might be the Friday live masterclass, something like that.
Yep.
And I want to make sure that masterclass ties in with what I am selling that week. Yeah, is this making sense?
Yes, I might even. Do you want me to give a quick recap for listeners, or keep? I think you're going well. Keep going.
Yeah, I'll carry on. So people come to me and they go, I don't know what to post in my group and I don't know how to create content, but this is how to do it. We start with what we're offering, we plan it out for the month, one or two things each week. We might be selling the same thing for 2 weeks in a row if it's higher ticket. And then we plan our content around what is the main thing that we're driving traffic to each week. Is it a masterclass? Is it an event? Is it a challenge? We might do a challenge, you know, whatever it is. You can do whatever you want. So then we take in, what are we offering? What is the main event that we're driving traffic to? And then every single day we post a conversational post, a fun post, and a sales post, and a whatever you want to post.
Okay.
And obviously this is not like set in stone.
Yeah.
People can ad lib around this, but just as a general rule, what do we post? A fun post, a conversational post, like really deep, thought provoking, heartfelt post, a post where we are giving value and then selling the thing that we're selling that week. And then an ad lib post, whatever you want, whatever's passionate on your mind that day. And for me, that works really well, because we've got to think about, we've got different personalities in our Facebook groups. And a lot of people, they run Facebook groups thinking everybody's the same as them. But some of us are passionate, some of us are creative, some of us are analytical, some of us are thoughtful. And we need to be, as community leaders, we need to be mindful that all the different personalities in our Facebook communities aren't all going to want to have a laugh and a joke all day long, like me.
Yeah.
So having that sort of posting regime of a fun post, a thought-provoking post, a value-led post, and selling our offers, and then something that we feel strongly about, that actually hits every personality type inside our Facebook groups. And what I then suggest is that we alternate those posts. So we don't do a fun post at 9 o'clock every single morning. We alternate the times of these things. And we might do an extra post that's actually driving traffic to that weekly masterclass that we're going to be doing on the Friday. So it very quickly, it becomes super easy to create content in our Facebook communities. Like, we can do it in 2 seconds flat, because we know exactly what we're doing. We've got a list of fun posts, engagement posts. We've got all that stuff going on, and we know what we are selling that week. So we know, you know, whatever we're selling, we'll kind of do something that is a valuable part of what we're selling. So we might take a little tiny piece. I'm sure everybody's probably heard this from other leaders. Take a tiny little piece of what we're selling. Tell the audience what it is. So it's a valuable golden nugget from the thing that we're selling. And then we say, big PS, you know, don't forget, doors close Friday midnight after our masterclass, doors close to buy this thing this week. So yeah, that would be, I would say, an easy way to monetize a Facebook group within 30 days.
Yes, love it. Okay, let me simplify that because it's I love it, you know, and I think that's one of the best strategies I've ever heard. It may be complicated if someone's not used to Facebook groups. So let me simplify it a little bit. So, okay. So essentially what Abby's doing here is saying, all right, right, what's my goal for this week here? What do I want to sell? And I'll even just give a simplified version, Abby. So it may not be exactly the way you explained it. Oh, awesome. All right, cool. So let's say someone's a course creator, right? And you may have, they may have, let's say they've got a free mini course. Maybe they've got a $20 course, right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe they've got their full $500 course. And then maybe they run a webinar once a month or whatever it may be to sell into the $500 course, right? Now, even just run with one. I know Abby said two, but let's even simplify and just say one, right?
Let's start off with one.
Awesome. Cool. So let's say you've got a Facebook group. Next week, you're like, all right, what do I want to sell? Maybe not my free course because people have already got it to get in this group or whatever it may be. But look, maybe I want to sell this $20 course this week here. Now, what's this $20 course on? This $20 course is on how to take better videos, right? For whatever it may be. Okay, cool. That's my $20 course. Now, if I'm going to sell that, Abby's saying sell every day, but Abby's not saying go in the group and say, hey, here's my course. It's only $20. It's usually $100. Get it today. Here's the link and do that four times a day. She's not saying that, right? But Abby's essential way of selling is being like, all right, cool. This is what I want to sell. This $20 course on how to take better videos. What's one thing on how I can take a better video? It's the lighting. It's go and face a window when I take lighting. So, hey, you know what? I'm going to jump on my Facebook group. I'm going to go live. I'm going to be like, hey guys, here's a tip, you know, on how to make your video better. It's the lighting. The lighting is the most important thing. If you don't have lighting, go during the daylight, go and face your window, take it here and do it. Hey, by the way, if you want 100 more of these tips, I've got a course. It's usually $100. Get it now for $20. Click below and get it. That's essentially what you're saying with the sell, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome. And what I love about that is two different things. Number one, you're selling every day, which you need. You got to make money. You got to sell, right? It's not a charity. We're not just doing it out of the goodness of our heart. We are to an extent, but you know, our end goal is, hey, we got to make money out of this, right? But if we just try and sell every single day, like, hey, you know, here's the link, go and buy. No one's going to buy that. Right? Maybe if you've been giving value and then one of the posts is, hey, you know, make sure to do it. But if you're just saying, hey, go and buy this thing, no one's buying that, right? But see how the way Abby did it is she's selling every day, but she's giving value as well. So people are going to want to watch that video to get the tip. They've watched the video and they're going to see the sell. So it's like, great, more people are seeing my sell here and they're going to be more likely to buy because I've just made it strategically important, right? Here's the content. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good content. That makes sense. Shit, I do need more of these things. How can I get more of these things? Oh, there's a course. Oh shit, it's only $20. Shut up and take my money, you know? Or it could be even if it's promoting your masterclass, same sort of thing. Hey, here's a tip. You know, by the way, if you want more of these, I'm running a free masterclass on Friday. Click the link below to register, whatever it may be. Person registered for the masterclass, great, you're selling there, right? Maybe it's your $500 one, whatever it may be. You know, it's an easy way to sell every single day. And simplified version, the more offers you put out there, more you'll buy. More people will buy if they do it properly. Absolutely. But the other advantage is it's just so easy to come up with content. Instead of sitting here thinking, oh, what am I going to, because I love it how you've reversed engineered it, right? I think the average person would be like, okay, I've got a Facebook group. I've got to post something in my Facebook group. What am I going to post? Okay, let me post about this thing here. And I hope some people magically go to my website and buy my course because I post that thing. And some may, don't get me wrong, you know, and some people may say, hey, have you got a course? But what Abby's doing is, okay, this is what I'm going to sell. Now, if whatever that thing, even if it's your low ticket thing, that's probably at least an hour, you know, your $20 mini course or whatever it may be, you're going to do a 5-minute live video or a written post, which takes a few minutes out of that 1 hour thing. Just take a couple minutes, take one tip out of that thing there and post it. And you should never, it's easier to come up with content now. Because it's not coming up with content out of the blue. It's like, great, here's what I got to sell. Let me take module one, unit one out of that course there. And that's what I'm going to base this video on here. So I love that you've mentioned that. Is that a simplified version of it?
Yep, absolutely. You have got it to a T. But it just makes it so easy to create content. Because the first thing people come to me, they've created their group. It's like, how do I get people in it is the one thing. And then, oh, what do I post and where do I post it? And I think, how can this be hard if you know what you're selling? Of course we know what we're posting.
Yeah.
But also we could create a blog post.
Mm.
I actually do my blog posts on my Facebook page using the notes tab. I don't bother with blogs on websites, but it's, you know, it's personal preference. Yeah. But I could do like a bit of an article around giving some value around what I'm selling that week. And people love to read articles and blog posts. And again, at the bottom of that blog post, I'm going to say, you know, we have got an offer on this week. It is going away Sunday at midnight. We've got to add that urgency.
Mm.
And suddenly, this is what transformed my business, you know, in, was it March or April this year? I was selling every week.
Yeah.
And I thought that was good enough. And then I realized the algorithm was limiting my reach. Obviously, we all know this anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, what if I was to sell every single day?
Yeah, love it.
But sell in a way that gave value, where people didn't mind my little plug at the end. Because I am a business owner and I've not had one single complaint. Other people worry. And I think I've come across some communities that weren't selling anything for years and suddenly started selling my way and people were a bit pissed that suddenly the business owner is selling it to them every day. But I said, you know, if they don't respect that you are a business owner and there to make profits in an income, then maybe they're not your person anymore. Maybe they need to go and find that free group with all the freebies.
Yep.
So,
love it.
So yeah, you've absolutely got it.
So many. Well, the reason I understand that quite well is I think you saw my email marketing video a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah,
it's very similar to that. It's just that the world is going more to social media than email, right? But the strategy is still the same, you know, where if you're watching this video, listening on podcasts, and you didn't see this video I'm talking about, a couple of weeks ago, I told a story about when I first got into email marketing, had a mentor, and the mentor's like, hey, send an email every day selling your thing. I was like, you're crazy, selling my thing every single day. People are going to unsubscribe, yada, yada, yada. But this strategy is the same. Write an email giving value that people actually want to read, and then they don't mind a PS down the bottom. And why would they? Like, if you're giving them value, no one's going to be like, oh, such a good email. Oh, no, they put a PS by this thing down the bottom. I'm unsubscribing, you know? Like, no one's going to be like that. And if they are, that you're not the people you want in there in your email list anyway. Yeah.
And if you've got a struggle and that email is helping you with the struggle you've already got, and they say, you know, we've got even more tips that are even better than this, you know, if you buy our mini course, which is on offer, you're going to be like, yay, I need this. I need this right now.
You're almost doing a disservice if you don't sell, right? If you have something that you can sell and you give someone a tip, even if you've got 100 people on your email list, right, or 100 people in your Facebook group, and 99 of them aren't going to buy it, there could be that one person that's like, this is awesome. This is exactly what I need. I need more of this. But they don't, because you didn't give your PS sale down there, they don't buy from you. They go on Google and try and find something that's worse or not as good, or just even waste their time. Even if they do go and buy something else, it might have taken them an hour to find that and watch a webinar, yada, yada, yada. If you just put a PS down there, that person is going to buy your thing. Better for you, better for them. And and even like, even when you went back to the example of if someone's had a community group for years and not selling anything, okay, but even still, better to start now than never, right? At least start now and get a few of the freeloaders out there. And
JFDI, you know, now.
Exactly. And also in saying that, like, another way to look at it is, hey, you know, if you can monetize your Facebook group and make more money, you can even make that group better for the people that even that don't buy, right? Even if they're never going to buy from you, hey, that's fine. Don't buy from me, but, you know, let me sell to these other people. They're going to buy. Maybe my videos will look better, will sound better. I'll get better guests on. I can give more free stuff out there. So it's going to be better for those people anyway. So I love that.
Yeah,
I wanted to touch on a few points with this, and then we'll move on to maybe some of the growing side of things. But a few things that Abby does really well there is she mentioned the urgency, right? Because this is what I've realized in sales. People won't buy unless you give them a reason to buy, right? And I used to be in the fitness game, right? And I used to sell a boot camp, fitness boot camp, face-to-face boot camp that you could join anytime, you know, just whenever you want, go and join, right? And especially in the fitness world, if you give people a chance to join anytime, you're giving them permission to never freaking join in their life.
Yeah, I'll do it on Monday. I'll do it next month. I'll join next month.
Yeah. You know, so, but then as soon as...
What we call here in the UK is the DFS sale. It's actually a furniture store, okay, and there's always a sale,
yeah,
every single day of the week.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. When they've got a sale, you think, well, they've always got a sale. Why would I go and buy the sofa? It's always on sale.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the same thing.
And as soon as I change that to a 12-week challenge, hey, it's a 12-week challenge. You got to register by this date here, mm-hmm, or you miss out. My signups went through the, I used to think I sucked at sales, so I couldn't close one. I just changed it to that there, and like every people, because they didn't want to miss out, you know? So there's got to be something
there.
See,
I've got a new strategy on this, Jono, just in the past few weeks, is adding urgency is a great strategy that we just discussed.
Yep.
What about adding three layers of urgency?
Yes, tell me more.
This is what I've been trialing. So the first layer of urgency is the early bird offer. So that might be gone after a week. So this is a great way of selling something medium to high ticket. The early bird offer, going away Friday midnight, get your early bird offer. Then you've got a special longer term payment plan option as an urgent offer as your second layer of urgency. Then you bring in a third layer of urgency. Obviously the offer is ending, it's coming to an end. So that way you actually get three waves of people purchasing the same thing rather than just the one wave with the one layer of urgency. So yeah.
Love that. Cool. And I wanted to touch on as well, the reason why this works so well for Abby is, and even it piggybacks off that as well, is because she's got multiple products. If you just had the one, if you just had one, and I'm not saying go out and start 10 courses tomorrow, right? But maybe have a think, you know, be like, all right, cool. You know, maybe I've got, you know, three different levels of courses, or one's a mini course, or one's some one-on-one coaching, or one's an ebook, whatever. The reason why Abby can do this is because she can put something on special for whatever it is, 2 weeks. Here's the special for 2 weeks. Great. Cut that off. Now here's my next one for 2 weeks, you know, great. Cut that off. Here's my next one for 2 weeks. Even if you only have three products there, you're promoting for 2 weeks. Cool. Then 6 weeks later, ideally, if you've done some building and some of those strategies, some lead building strategies, list building strategies, you're going to have more people in there. They're going to see the offer that they didn't see 6 weeks ago. And maybe some people that weren't ready 6 weeks ago are ready now as well. So that's why I think it's important to have at least a few different things on offer. Because otherwise you sort of lose. What are you going to do? This is on special this week, registered before Friday and you get the discount. And then next week you just do the same thing again. Jono, you know?
Us as human beings, I've noticed, especially on social media, we get this magpie syndrome or shiny object syndrome. So I think for me, selling the same thing all the time or selling the same membership all the time isn't as effective because people's attention gets switched off, okay? But I don't want anybody to worry about this. If you have got only one thing, which actually I've not got that many things, and I'll tell you what I've done with my big thing. My big thing is called the Dream Tribes Academy. Mm. And what I've done is I've split that into three layers. And I sell each layer on its own. So some people only want to do what I call the momentum challenge, where we have a 30-day sales challenge. That's part of my academy. So they can come and join one layer or one level, and I sell those as individual separate items. Or they can come and join the whole 12-month program and get to do three layers three times, which, you know, if we go around these layers once and then twice in another 3 months, and then in another 3 months we do it again, they'll become perfect at the end of 12 months. They'll have actually learned what they need to do.
Love it. I love that. It's like, because a lot of people, especially in this group as well, are experts, right? They may have a course that's huge and it's got every trick in the book, and that's fine. Yeah. Sell it like that. But it's also maybe got more value if you can break it up into three courses, even if you don't sell them individually. You can basically say, hey, here's three courses. They're worth $500 each, but register today and get all of them for $500, you know?
Yeah.
And that way it just makes it seem more valuable. And then if you want, you can split them up. And then just simple things like Abby mentioned, maybe that's a done for you course, but maybe you also have it as a 12-week program even. Hey, you know, register for this, but you also get a Zoom call with me once a week for 12 weeks. And that's a group thing, you know. It's just, you don't have to go and create something else. It's just a new way. It's just, you're offering the same thing in different ways, you know.
Exactly.
So I love that.
I love it. I call it the Pretty Woman way. Okay. Do you remember Richard Gere in Pretty Woman?
He
bought big companies and he sold them off as little pieces. And he made his billions by doing that. And it's the same for us. A lot of course creators create this big, massive wild beast. Mm. And some people don't want the whole wild beast.
They prefer
to be offered the pieces. Ultimately, the people who buy my pieces of my academy, they don't want to commit to the 12 months. Yeah. They buy it in pieces. They actually pay me a lot more money by buying my whole academy in pieces. Yeah. But that's what they want to do. So that's what they do.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can all do that with our courses.
Love it. Well, Abby, I know we're running a few minutes over. Have you got about 10 minutes? Is that cool?
Are we already running over?
Well, I'm happy to go another 10 minutes if you do. Is that all good?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about super communities, but I feel as though people also want to be learning about how to grow and how to grow their group.
That's what
maybe I could combine those two things.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'll try and do that. Okay. And if it's crap, you know, you can get me back on again.
Easy. Sounds good.
I'm going to try and combine the two things. It's a challenge. Abigail challenge is so... A really hard thing for us to do right now is fill our Facebook groups, our communities, because, you know, so like you said at the beginning of this, is you come and join my Facebook group and you think, well, I'm already in 468 communities, you know, why would I want to join yours? So we really need a juicy, magnetic, compelling hook to hook people in to join our community. Now, let's think. A hook could be anything. I'm not a fan of freebies. I'm anti-freebie.
People
are either pro-freebie or anti-freebie.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't want freebie seekers coming and joining my community. My concern right now with Facebook groups and communities is looking at the people inside my group, even my group now, I might have 33.3% of buyers of hot leads.
Yeah.
People that have bought something from me or people who are going to buy something from me are fans. Mm. And maybe I've got 33.3% of people who joined my Facebook group and forgot me, forgot who I am, forgot the name of it. They don't know they're in the group. And then I've got 33.3% of people who are freebie seekers and they're never going to buy from me ever because they're just floating around social media, floating from one group to another. So we really need to think about not just growing our Facebook groups, not just growing our communities, but how can we grow our communities with active, engaged, interested, hot buyers, hot leads? We don't want to be filling up our algorithm and wasting that algorithmic space on people who are going to join our Facebook group and forget us, forget that they're in our group, or the freebie seekers that are floating around. we want those buyers. Yeah. So this is why I'm writing a book all about super communities and super groups, because I believe I'm coming up with a system of filling up a Facebook group only with buyers of a super low ticket offer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Recommending that people create something like an ebook. An ebook can be created super simply, super quickly. You can just do a presentation of what you want your book to be about. Mm. Talk your presentation as we're doing right now into Zoom. Send it over to, is it rev.com or one of these?
Yeah.
They transcribe that. Yeah. And then you can send it over to a book editor. Or if you've not got the funds for that, you could make it into a book yourself from that transcript, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And use that as a base for a really great ebook. You can always add to it later when you've got the funds. You could send it to a better editor, do whatever you want with it. Then my strategy or my big idea that I want to test over the next few months is to then create a Facebook ad that is sort of self-liquidating. Yeah, so it's paying for itself at that very low ticket price, probably somewhere around $5, $6. Yeah. Then we want to maybe do an upsell of our lower ticket course on top of that ebook so that we are hopefully at that point moving our Facebook ads into some sort of a profit. But we want, you know, this whole strategy is that we want to break even. And then those are the leads that we want to have in our Facebook communities and you know, the tests that I'm going to be doing over the next few months is seeing what building a community with only these hot leads is going to do to the vibe of the community, to the feel of it, to our profits, to the visibility of our posts. Because I feel that having this mixture of the 33.3% of the three categories of people is damaging our algorithm in terms of proportionality. Once you get the proportions of uninterested or disinterested and disengaged members, once the proportions of those people overtake the proportions of the active and engaged members, that's when we're in trouble, when we're posted in our Facebook groups, and that's when that engagement plummets into the ground. So yes, that would be my suggested way. It's very sort of high-end, high-level strategy of building a Facebook community with your absolute ideal perfect people. But for the more sort of novice beginners growing the Facebook communities for the first time, my advice is to be very careful who you allow into your communities. Be very strict with that. Ask them questions. Create a hook to hook people into your community. It might be a great masterclass. It might be a great live that you're doing, and go out and sell that organically. When I say sell it, I mean promote it. That's probably the best way to build a Facebook group, a Facebook community with people who are actually going to see you. They're not going to forget you once they've joined.
Yes, love that. Okay, let me break that down, because they're two really, really good strategies there. I'll start with the simpler one. Because that'll make more sense.
I should have started with a simpler one.
No, that's okay. So, yes. And look, to be honest, the theory behind it is the same. It's just one way is going to cost a little bit more and speed it up. One is going to be free but take you a bit longer, right? Essentially, what Abby's saying is, hey, let's pack our group with ideal people. Let's say if we're talking about for free. Like, it's pretty easy to friend someone these days and or send them a connection on LinkedIn and ask if they want to join your Facebook group, and you can build it like that, right? But if they're not the type of person you want in there, it's not going to help. And Abby's mentioned algorithm a few times. Or what she's saying there is, let's say you've got two groups and both groups have 1,000 people in there as an example, right? If one group is packed with buyers and engaged people, the other group is packed with people that just went in there because they want something for free, or because they, you know, they just join a million different groups. Even though they've both got 1,000 members, it's not even, right? Say Abby's is the one with engaged people. She could post on there and get 100 comments and 10 sales. I could post on mine and get one comment and zero sales. They've both got 1,000 people, but they're stacked with different people. And to simplify, if I was to even to simplify that further, let's say you've got 100 people in your group, right? You're better off, okay, how can I get these 100 people engaged? So then when I grow it, it stays engaged there, as opposed to saying, okay, I've got 100 people in here who aren't engaged. Let me stack it with more people that aren't engaged. You're not going to win, right? So what Abby's saying is, okay, let's find different ways to get people in there and make sure they're our ideal people. You know, do we go out and do masterclasses and say to people, hey, join my group? So, you know, they've already been on an hour masterclass with you, whatever it may be. They see who it is, or, you know, you've got certain questions in there. Are you a course creator? Are you a fitness professional? Are you a, you know, bookkeeper? Whatever it may be, right? Make sure you've got those questions. You're inviting people in. You know, if that person has, they're a member of 500 other groups, do you want them in? Maybe, maybe not. If that person's got 7 friends and joined Facebook yesterday, do you want them in? Maybe not. You know, if that person joins your group and spams it, or, you know, just posts bad stuff or criticizes other people, probably don't want them in there, you know? So let's keep that under control there. Now, I love Abby's paid strategy, and the reason why. So in my other business, Fitness Education Online, I use a similar strategy, slightly different. So I'll put a Facebook ad out to a $500 course, right? And I'll put $500 worth of ad spend on that a week, simplified version, right? And I know with that, I'll get at least 10 leads, and I know at least one person will buy. So my course is paying for itself. I'm getting 9 leads for free from that. And even though those leads didn't buy, I still feel they're hotter leads, because the ad I put out there is, hey, here's my course. Do you want to buy this course? Click here for more info on the course. So they're not opting in just for a freebie. They're opting in for more info on the course. Maybe they don't buy the course now, right? But at least they opted in because they were looking at buying the course. And I found that strategy there has been able to stack my group with buyers. It's super engaged, makes heaps of sales from it. And I think that's the reason why most people have inquired about buying a course, if not bought a course. And even on the step on that as well, if someone's bought the course and they're in that group, they're way more engaged than the person that hasn't bought the course as well. So they're posting and they're talking about the course, which is then, you know, getting more people talking about it, and it's a flow on effect there. So it is a little bit more advanced because you've got to know Facebook ads. You've got to be willing to put some dollars on there. You've got to be willing to lose a few dollars at the start as well to see what works. But strategy wise, I do agree with you in that that's the best way to grow and engage Facebook group of buyers. So I love that. Cool. Abby, there's just a couple of questions I like to always finish off with. Now, basically one question actually, which is around mentors, right? Now, I know you're a mentor for plenty of people out there that want to grow their business, grow their Facebook group. I'm curious about who your mentors have been. And if you can answer it in three different ways or give us three different examples, one of someone that you've directly paid money to and either purchased a course or, you know, gone in a mastermind or something like that. Someone that you haven't purchased from, but you follow on social media and respect them. And then a book. Obviously, your book is the book we're all going to read now. But apart from that, any other books that you recommend that could, you know, ideally help someone build their community, but even online business. What can you tell us there?
Oh, it's a tricky one, that, because most people that have been mentors, influencers for me, I have paid. So that's an easy one. So I suppose the first mentor that I had that really turned my eye to social media and Facebook groups is a lady called Fallon Zoe. She is from Florida, Destin, Florida, and she teaches social media. She has a big community called the Lady Tribe. That really opened my eyes to tribes, communities, the power of community. And she teaches social media and Facebook as well. And I joined her membership, which is called the Secret Mermaid Cove, and I probably joined it for the name but it got me into what I'm doing right now. So she's one of my first mentors I really look up to and respect. Mentor, so I've obviously paid her. So a mentor that I haven't paid that I look up to, probably someone like Oprah Winfrey, somebody you know, super awesome and amazing and just oozes charisma, somebody like that. I absolutely love Oprah. And a book that has probably changed my life would be a book called Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Yes.
Just because my habits are so, so bad, and they've always been so, so bad. And, you know, I'll procrastinate my life away if I can. So, you know, I really took that book and I JFDI and I implemented it. And that brought me into this JFDI mindset as well of taking action. And, you know, it's changed my life and changed my business just doing it instead of thinking and lying in bed, wondering and dreaming and writing notes. I used to write reams of notes. So yeah, that would be the book.
Awesome. Fabulous. Love it. Well, hey, Abby, that's pretty much all I wanted to get through today. Is there anything?
Okay, I hope that's enough for everybody. Oof. I feel as though I've not covered so much, but that it's been useful to everybody.
Well, if you want to hear more about that, I recommend joining Abby's Facebook group. Just comment, what did we say? Facebook group, I think we said. Yeah, comment group down below. Hey, it's so long ago now, you know? So,
comment. So long ago. It was yesterday.
You better not have any more of that beer, Abby. It's Monday morning now.
I know, it's 1 minute past. I've still got half a beer left here. My husband is telling me off.
If you want to hear more about this, join Abby's group. Just comment group down below if you're on Facebook. If you're listening on podcast, I'll put it in the show notes. Abby, I'll get my VA to reach out to you and get any links and whatnot from there. But is there anything I should have asked you but didn't, or anything you want to finish us off with?
I think one last thing that I would like to say that I didn't get a chance to add in was the possibility of, this is a completely new strategy again, the possibility of creating a broad, wider public group. So a group that is searchable, that lots of people can join, that's easy for people to join as a wide group to create this wide community, and then to sell to that community and do the Facebook ads strategy, but have your inner circle or your main community, your main tribe of your hot leads and your hot buyers. So, you know, that was just one thing that I'm going to be moving towards and testing over the next few months and when I'm writing this book as well. So yeah, if awesome. It's all a flop, I'll put it there, right there in the book.
Perfect. Well, another way to learn, right? Someone does it, they yeah. let us know it yeah. works or it doesn't.
I think it's going to work. I've got a feeling it's going to work really well. So good luck to anybody who is brave enough to create a Facebook community. Remember, it needs to be a community that people want to come back into every single day. Yeah.
Yes, love it. Awesome. Yes. Thank you for your time, okay. Abby.
Thank you, Jono. It's been smashing. I'm sorry I went a bit over. I can talk for England. Oh, literally. Oh.
That's okay. All right. Better for us.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with your friends. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Check out the show notes for more free resources on how to sell more of your online courses.